Good evening and welcome to They Won't But We Fucking Will podcast with me, the host, Original Nay, and my co-host.
Hey, what's up, man? George, Big G, G Baby, however you want to go about it, I'm with it. Hey, what's up, world?
All right. And we're going to jump right in with these topics that Big G chose last week. Starting with number one was actually number one, and it is emotional neglect and loneliness, even in relationships. So, do you have a story about that?
Like a straight up example about it. Yeah. You know how in certain relationships, this is like you don't, you know, it's like the unconfirmation of what's going on. It's like you just willy-nilly in that situation. So, like, the neglect can come from, like, is this person serious? Is that person serious? What is really going on here? How are we moving? Like, what's going on? But an example of that would be, I dealt with this girl. Give it about... It was a few years ago now, but like the way that she moved, that had me feeling neglected because it's like, you ain't telling me what's going on. I don't know what it is. I felt like I was getting let on myself. So like emotional neglect can have you wanting to fall back a little bit and have you feeling lonely because you thinking that person your partner and the whole time you don't even know what's going on. You feel me? Like,
you're right.
You need that validation, that support, that presence. You feel me? You need all that type of stuff so you don't feel the lonely stuff. And the communication skills helps with all that to me. But like I said, Shorty had me feeling like that and caused me to fall back.
Okay.
Felt neglected.
Did the situation escalate or did you, bypass it or y'all just separate it?
It had me speaking my truth and how I felt about how I felt as though she was treating me. Just because I feel that way, that don't mean that's actual truth. That don't mean that that's the way that she was carrying it, but that's the way that I felt, so I spoke on it. And come to find out that motherfucker ain't give a fuck about my feelings. So
that's how it is sometimes, though. That's really how it is. So like, you put in, and... You know, they say 50-50. I don't care what the percentage is, as long as you're giving something. But if I'm doing 95 and you only doing 5, then something got to give.
Yeah, something ain't right with that one. That's tough. That's tough as nails. I can't hold it. That's tough. But it ended up with me just walking away. I got kicked out of better establishments, you feel me? So.
All right.
I thought
I wrote down what... the person said, yeah, I did. This person wants to remain anonymous that sent this little short story in about the topic. It says, she sat beside him on the couch, their knees almost touching, the TV louder than either of their hearts. He scrolled through his phone, she waited. Every night she rehearsed sentences that never made past her lips. Not because she didn't know the words, but because she knew the silence that would follow. He'd say he was tired. She'd say she understood. And loneliness would crawl quietly between them. Careful not to be seen. The cruelest part wasn't being alone. It was feeling invisible to the one person who was supposed to notice when she disappeared.
I agree with that because it's like... Sometimes, I'm going to speak about dealing with a partner. You're dealing with a partner. Not just your girl, not just your wife, your life partner. Like, sometimes you need that validation, support, presence, and all that type of stuff to make sure the person still care about you. Because sometimes that distance don't be right. And then you feel the energy coming off a motherfucker. If you got some emotional neglect or loneliness type stuff going on, you can feel that.
Right. Definitely.
The things you can feel. So, and it doesn't feel good. That shit don't feel good.
All right. So, we're going to move on to the next one. I didn't really have a situation that I can think of that I experienced for that topic. So, I do have one for the silent treatment one, though. So, the next one is number 50. It says, resentment building quietly.
Resentment gonna build quietly if you feel some type of way about something and you don't say shit.
You're right about that.
It's gonna come from there if you feel something, say something. Okay. And that comes from that, and that stems from just having like open communication for real. Like, if you ain't got no open communication, it's gonna be resentment there because once again, you're still trying to figure out what's going on. Like, what's the word on the street? And it builds quietly. It's like, and the thing about it is, it's not even just one thing that builds resentment. It's a bunch of stuff. It literally piles up on you. It piles up, and then when you bust the bubble, you bust that bubble. So yeah. Resentment ain't good at all. Like, you gotta communicate with your people. If you got something going on and y'all serious about what's going on, talk to them. They might not like it at the time, but that's how you avoid resentment when you communicating with somebody. You talk to them. Hey, listen, I don't like this. Or, hey, tell me if you don't like that. Shit like that. I had that happen to me, too, before. I was building resentment, just like the girl I was dealing with. I dealt with a lot of women in my past. That's my past. Normally, my past is my past.
Okay, bro.
I dealt with this girl, and she was the heavy party type. And my resentment was building because it's like, damn, every day you just partying? Like, I'm frustrated about it, but it's like, as soon as I say something or try to go somewhere with it, what you tripping for? Why you mad? I'm going out and this and that. I'm not mad that you going out. Holler at a nigga about it. What time was you coming home?
Oh, I need my knees. Y'all was living together?
All that. I need to know what the fuck is going on before it keeps piling up. Talk to me. That's all I'm saying.
Okay. Bills when you... Now, how long did y'all last?
7 months.
And how long before the resentment started coming?
2 months.
Oh, wow. I want to say welcome to everybody that's come on here. Please double tap the screen. Like, so we can get these hearts. We at 535 right now.
Share the video. Everybody is
and welcome. Share. Yes, share. We can't share while we're live because then we'll disappear from the live. I've tried it. But
no, right now, it ain't no us. So share and like the video. All the love is welcome. We need it. Straight off out the ground, we try to get it popping.
Did you ever have resentment of your parents? Like, I'm trying to think like a situation that I can see if you've experienced it or not. Did you ever try to play your parents against each other? Ask one and then go ask the other because one said no.
Oh, yeah, as a kid, hell yeah. If you put it like that, yeah, as a kid, hell
oh,
yeah.
Oh, my goodness, yes. But the resentment came in because of the fact that as you get older, you know not to do that. So you can't say, oh, let me go ask my mother. You're still a minor. You're still living at home. But let me go ask my mom. She say, no, I know I can't go ask my father. Because she going straight tell him that she already told me no.
Yeah, the resentment for me, as far as, like, my mom, I had my stepfather, of course. You know, my dad wasn't really there, you know. My father, but my dad was there, if you get what I'm saying.
Right.
So the resentment for me was because I was just being a hardhead. I wanted to do what I want. So when they told me no, I was resenting everything from them. And now, like you said, right, when you get older, you look back like, damn, they was right.
Right.
They was right the whole fucking time, for real, and I wanted to resent them. The people that love me, I want to resent them.
They would tell us stuff, and we thought it was to hurt us, but in the end, in the long run, it was to help us and benefit us and keep us safe. And
yeah, helped me out a lot. That's the reason I'm still here now.
Right. Tell you not to go out and And then you stay home and you mad, but then the next day somebody got killed right where you was getting ready to go.
Yeah, fuck it. I'm ready to go out anyway. I don't care what they talking about.
Right. I've done that before. Welcome, 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 everybody.
Oh, we got some more people here. Hey,
yeah. I see my daughter on here. Hey, Diamond.
Hey, Diamond. What's up, baby? I see DYM on. What's up, everybody? Fuck all y'all names. What's happening?
Please, double tap. I'm gonna read another anonymous story to deal with the topic that we said, and let me just go back and say it. It was resentment building quietly. Let me show you guys my little white erase board or whatever. I forget what you call it. Dark erase board. What did you call that? Dry erase board. My bad.
It works. It works.
So it says, at first it was nothing. An unanswered text, a forgotten promise, a sigh instead of a question. She stacked those moments in a place she told herself didn't matter. But resentment doesn't shout, it settles. By the time he finally asked what was wrong, she couldn't remember when it started. Only that it was already too heavy to lift. All right.
Okay, that's interesting.
That was a good one. That was really a good one.
I got something for that, if I'm staying on the same topic. I got something for that.
Okay.
You know what builds resentment for me, for people and things of that nature? When I'm just trying to help you and look out for you and talk to you and check on you and stuff like that, and you don't fucking reply to me. You ignore me and shit like that. That builds resentment for me because it's like, I don't have to do none of these goddamn things. Exactly. I'm doing it out of the kindness of my fucking heart. Like, you mean to tell me you just gonna leave my shit on red, bitch? You gonna leave my shit right there? Nothing wrong. I hate shit like that. So that build resentment in the point where it's though, like, all right, and that also bounces back to the other question. Like, when I build resentment up, sometimes it makes me go into, listen, you know what? I'm not even ready to deal with this, and which also leads into the next question, but I don't go there too much. But it makes you think like, why am I even dealing with it? You know, it builds resentment for real, like. I don't even want to talk to you no more. You want to treat me like that? Forget it.
Exactly. Okay, now this is the topic that I have something to say about. My experience, something I just recently went through. And the topic is, the silent treatment, is it prone for women or men to partake in? Now, when I say women or men, I'm not talking about my children's age. Sorry, Diamond. I'm talking about my age. Go from the range. How old are you, Big G?
35.
Okay, so we'll go from your age. 35. Diamond, you almost there, but you still got 7 years. 35 to 50. We'll say my age, because I'm 50. All right?
Let's run it.
So I would say at our age, before I tell my situation, we should not give the silent treatment to anybody. I don't care if it's your spouse, your mother, your father, your sister, your brother, your aunt, your polka dotted friend down the corner. I don't care who it is. We should not get a silent treatment, because at our age, if we can't tell you how we feel, even if it hurts, we shouldn't be talking to you, period. Period.
That's true. But I will say this. Like, when you go through the silent treatment, it's not something that you're doing on purpose, like I'm going to just intentionally ignore this motherfucker. It's just that sometimes you're being your thoughts. You don't want to say nothing that you might regret. You know, maybe you just need to get away from the motherfucker so you don't have to go there with that person. Maybe y'all not connecting right now. You know, like shit like that. Like, the silent treatment is just, all right, let me go ahead and clear my head up before I come back to you with what I really need to say to you. Not what I want to say, but what I need to say. So let me go in and space myself out. Even though silent treatment is not healthy. I will say that. If you're dealing with somebody or friendships or whatever, the silent treatment is not healthy, because that could drive you into more resentment. You get me?
There you go. Like, I feel like the topics you picked last week, Big G, you picked topics that all coincide with each other.
Yeah.
And it wasn't even like you chose to do that, because you just gave me random numbers and I pulled the topics from the numbers.
Yeah, but I think all that shit coincide.
That's the way I feel about it.
From every week we've been doing this shit, everything has been coinciding with the last week or the last week before that or the last week before that. All of it's been coinciding with each other. So that's why you can talk about it. Yeah, so you can, you know, it all coincide with each other. It works. But that silent treatment is a mud because I ain't gonna lie. Any of my girls give me the silent treatment, I'll be over there salty. They know the fuck she didn't. Oh shit.
All right, let me tell my situation. Bro.
Go for it.
Bro, yeah. I've been talking to this guy.
Right.
Since September. Okay.
Yeah.
We got real close real quick. We wasn't physical, nothing like that. We talk on the phone, we talk on FaceTime, we text all day. We're both working, and we've seen each other 2 or 3 times now. But 1 week, let me tell you, because I work 7 days straight, I'd be tired. My bedtime sometimes is 7 o'clock at night. I will be in that bed, and I will sleep until 6 in the morning when I got to get up and go back to work and do it all over again. So if I don't text you one night and you get mad at me and tell me, I knew you wasn't effing gonna call me, you wasn't effing gonna text me, but I did. I text and I said, I'm still up, are you up? If I fall asleep, my phone is next to me. This is what my text says. You know, no cut cards. We supposed to be on here telling everything. So you read my text message. I know that Androids and iPhones, you can tell now with the RCS texting that when you read it. But we both happen to have iPhones, so I can definitely tell that he read my message. I said, okay, maybe he fell asleep after he read my message and didn't respond. Next morning, no good morning. All day. So I texted him after I got off work that day. Read my message again. Didn't say nothing until the next day. I said, that's when he told me you didn't text me and let me know that you was going to sleep. Okay, I screenshotted my text message and sent it to him. But the kicker, bro, I said, why are you doing something that's feminine? That's a feminine trait. That's a feminine trait for you to give me the silent treatment, read my message, and not respond to me. And the reason I say that is because that's stuff that I did when phones first came out and I was dating before I had kids. So I was in my early 20s, late teens. And the thing about it is you couldn't tell when somebody read your message. Then
I gotta get you on this one. Just because a person seen the message and they ain't respond to it, that don't mean that's a feminine trait. Me, that motherfucker went back to goddamn sleep.
2 days in a row, you ain't say nothing, bro? Come on now. 2 days in a row? Oh,
yeah, yeah. My bad. I apologize for everything I said a second ago.
He got mad at me, and we just recently started talking again right before Christmas. And it's not back to where it was, where we was all lovey-dovey, boo-loving on the phone and all that. It's not like that right now. But we still talking. He told me, call him when I get done with the podcast. So that's what I'll do. Call him when I get done. If he don't answer, then that means he must have went to sleep because he worked today too. But I said it was a feminine trait. His reason of getting mad is he said I messed with his manhood by saying that. I didn't mean to mess with your manhood. That wasn't what I was trying to do. I was trying to say that was something a woman would do. That's not saying that you are a woman.
That sounds like something that a woman would get mad about, not a man.
Right. So, yeah. So guess what your nephew said? Guess what your nephew said, bro? Your nephew said... Your nephew said, tell him stop being a D.C. Bama because he lives in D.C.
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay. Okay. Look at my baby pumping the shit up.
I know that's right. We got over 1,000 likes, guys. Come on. I love it. Do you have a situation where somebody gave you the silent treatment?
Yeah, but to be honest with you, when I caught, normally when I catch the silent treatment, it's because of something that I did.
Thank you.
And I failed to apologize at the time. So I'm trying to think about the right thing to say before I say anything out my fucking mouth. You know what I'm saying? So if I catch the silent treatment, I probably was the one that fucked up. So I'm trying to think about what to say and how I'm going to say it, you know, to try to smooth things over. Because I don't normally get the silent treatment. I talk to everybody. Everybody fuck with me and all this and that and this and that. So if I catch the silent treatment, 10 to 1, it was my fault.
10 to 1? Okay, damn.
When it was my fault.
That was a good one.
Yeah, I fuck up for real, and then I look over, right? I'm dealing with somebody. I look over, and they ain't talking to me no more. Then I get to thinking, like, damn, George, what the fuck did you do? Think about it. Retract. Think about what you did. Backtrack. And then I'm like, oh, I did that. That's why she not talking to me. And then I got to think about what the hell I said and how I said it. Then I don't mind being wrong. And I go right back. I go right to, she'll tell you herself. I said something crazy. I got a prime example of this shit. So we was at the job one day, and I don't know if it was about some food or what the hell it was about, but I just know I can't slick off my mouth. I can't slick off the tongue, and I shouldn't have said that shit. And then when
what I thought drinking,
about it,
what you drinking, bro?
Cool.
What you drinking?
Why? I'm going to give you the silent treatment now.
Well, I'm drinking right now. I got my wine right here. Was you drinking when you got the silent treatment?
Yeah, that morning. Yes, I was. Yes, I was.
Okay, that's what the question was, bro. I wasn't trying to say, was you drinking right now? Because I'm drinking.
No. I put it like this. I said something I wasn't supposed to say. And then I noticed she wasn't talking to me. And then my own, mind you, it made me upset because when she mad, I'm mad. That's my partner. So when she upset, I'm upset a little bit. You feel me?
Right.
So my homeboy told me, like, boy, you don't know what you said. I said, what? I said, I knew what I said, but I didn't know I said it like that. You feel what I'm saying?
Right.
Then I had to go up to her and talk to her. You know, I got to get my apologies. Baby, I was wrong. I'm sorry. Which I have no problem with. If I'm wrong, I'm wrong. But yeah, I've been through that. I've been through it.
Okay. So I'm only guesstimating that you talked about poo on there.
Absolutely.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry, Ev. You know, but we not holding no cut cards.
Oh, she know what's going on.
Oh, he said, yes, you did apologize. And she loved you for it. Okay.
Yeah,
that's right. That's right, baby. Ev.
That's my baby. That's my baby. But yeah, man. Just, you know, it just... It happens. Like I said earlier today, we human. But mind you, you gotta be able to man up and woman up to your mistakes. There's nothing wrong with a pop.
Okay, let's see, guys. It doesn't cost anything to tap your finger, double tap your finger on that screen. If you're watching, you might as well tap while you're looking.
Say we need you to like the video.
Share the video, review the video. We will also be uploaded on 90% of what podcasts are listened to. The only one I really can't get onto right now, and I'm still trying to figure out why, is Pandora. But once I can figure out that, we'll be on all of them that have been used. Amazon, we're on Apple Podcasts, we're on iHeartRadio, we're on CastBox. There's a couple of them from different countries that we're on. And I wanted to say... I can't even remember who. I should have wrote it down because I can't leave the live to tell y'all what it is. But, I know where it is. We have listeners in the United Kingdom.
In London?
In the United Kingdom. In Fleetwood. The town or city or however they represent over there with their different, you know, where they got the markers at and there's another area. It's called Fleetwood. In the United Kingdom, I will send a screenshot of that to you, George, when we're done. We got two people that listen to us over there.
That's love. I appreciate
that's some mad love. That's some mad love.
Y'all in here, we appreciate the love. If y'all in here, that's love right there.
Had a lot of viewers. We have a lot of comments. We got a conversation going on between my daughter and your girl. Yes, you can give some examples, Pooh. What kind of examples you have? What one did you want to give an example on? Because we still have one more topic. Did you want to wait until we finish the last topic and then give some examples?
What do you want to jump on now? What's the word? Y'all can jump on here whenever y'all want to. We in this shit together.
Wait a minute. You said okay, but I don't know if it's now or after we finish the last one.
That baby wants to say now, you want to wait.
Oh, finish and then she'll retract. Okay. All right. So the last one was the last topic that I actually had, which was number 411. We've got way more than that now. We got like 450 now, I think. But that topic is, let me pull up my handy dandy board. Cheating, depending cycles, when secrecy increases attachment.
Shit. You want me to go? You want to
take this one first? I don't have anything to help that I can really talk about on this one, because when I read the story that somebody gave to us for me to read, I was thinking told so many different things other than what she said.
I got you. Don't even worry about it. I got you.
Okay.
I'm jumping off then. So, cheating has nothing to do with dependent cycles to me. Because, like, when you cheat, it's independent. It's a choice that you made.
Mm-hmm. What's the saying? If you don't get it at home, you'll get it somewhere else?
That's what people say, that which is diabolical to me. But that's what motherfuckers say. It stems from a lot of different things. Negative energy. The anxious partner is the one that's mostly connected to you. And you feel me? The other partner is the one that's more distant. So it's like it's a disconnect already. So that's where cheating starts at, when it's a disconnect between the relationships. If it's a disconnect already, that can cause the both partners cheating on one or the other. You feel me? It's like, hey, who knows? But it's like you got one partner that wants to be distant and you got one partner that's want to be connected. That's the disconnection right there. That's what causes the cheating. But the cheating is not dependent. The cheating is independent, because you got to go whip your dick out or you got to pull your pussy out for them to fuck you.
You're right. Or you fuck them. They just fall on it. But like Eminem, Dr. Dre or Eminem said in that song.
Yeah, so it's like it come down to what we keep talking about and all these other questions. It's a choice. It's a choice that you made. Ain't no cheating dependency. It's cheating independency. You independently chose to get that pussy up. Well, you independently chose to get that dick up. That's exactly what you chose to do.
Exactly. Exactly.
No matter what's going on, you chose that.
Pooh is funny as shit.
You know what I mean? Yeah, shut the fuck up, girl. But my thing is, it's caused by many things. It's like, it's not this one thing that causes infidelity. Maybe you're not pleasing that woman the correct way. Maybe her trust can be broken from the lies that you told. Her essential needs is unmet. You could just not be that nigga. You cannot be the nigga for her. Like, period. You feel me? It could be a lot of different things. So it's just like, but cheating is not dependent on anybody but yourself. It's independent. If you choose to cheat, that's a choice.
Okay. Because some years, because we grown now, right, bro? So I'm just going excuse me. Bullshit. But I'm gonna say maybe back in your teens you was cheating. I ain't trying to put you out there like that with Pooh on here. But but let me ask you a question though. In one of your relationships, just pick one of them when I ask this question. You cheated for what reason?
Okay, all right, so bet. I was dealing with this girl. This was back in 2011. I was dealing with this girl back in 2011. Her name was Nia. And she used to work overnight. In fact, I used to work overnight, and she used to work in the morning. We never got to see each other. I did the dumbest shit in the fucking world. Uh-oh. I was sitting on the toilet one day and told her I wanted to see other women. Worst mistake I ever made in my goddamn life. Like, why would you say that? My mother told me. She said, boy, if you're going to leave a woman, you never tell them that you're going to go cheat. You're going to leave her for another woman or you want to deal with other women. She said, boy, you never do that. I said, I didn't know. So that was a learning experience for me, you feel me? Like, that shit was crazy.
All right, well, let me tell you. I was living on Cliffview, Diamond, so it wasn't that long ago. And she gonna know all of this. Anyway, me and your brother, bro, were separated. He was
right.
Staying with his mama, talking about she had to nurse his ass back to health because he fell in the manhole on Harford Road.
Oh, I was right there for that.
Okay. Now, you mean that the manhole that he put himself in and put the thing on top of him and powder told on him? I got you. So he was trying to get money from the city, but it didn't work. But anyway, so he was staying up the Alameda with his mom. And I started messing with this guy that hung out with the guy that lived two doors up from me. His name was Greg. Diamond know him because Greg was cool as fuck. Anyway, Greg was willing, because he knew I was going to, me and Andre was going to get back together, obviously. He was willing to be boyfriend number two. But when me and Andre got back together, me and Greg had already stopped talking to each other. So, but yeah, you know, and why was I willing to do that? Oh, you couldn't let me help you get back to health. You had to go let your mommy do it. So rest in peace, mom, because I love you. But your son was definitely a mama's boy. Anyway,
I gotta agree with you there, bro. It's a mama's boy.
He definitely was a mama's boy. And he still is. He's wishing his mother was still here, but he still is a mama's boy. I haven't talked to him in a couple months now, but that'd be okay. Anyway.
Yeah, I'm listening.
The guy, we didn't never have sex, but I was honest with Andre when we got back together that, yeah, he played with my pussy, I played with his dick, but that's about as far as it went. I said, now, if I'm telling you this, I'm telling you goddamn well I ain't fuck him, because why would I tell you I played with his dick and then lie and say I didn't fuck him?
You might as well tell him the whole thing.
Right. I would tell him the whole thing if I'm going to tell him I'm already playing with his dick.
Yeah.
So anyway, welcome everybody that's coming. Miss, what's that? Miss Lear?
Lear. Who up there? Who's up? Who up there?
Okay. We doing good. So it went on, you know, especially when he was drunk, he loved to bring that back up. But I'm going to end that topic because my piece is, I'm feeling overwhelmed right now. My piece is getting messed with because I brought his name into the situation. So we're going to take him out because I got to be happy and keep my piece.
You ain't got to take it out. We keeping it grand over here.
I know, it's $100,000. It's $100,000. But it's just that I don't want my piece messed with. And I've been great since we haven't been together. I'm be honest with you. I've been great. Like, the struggle is real. But when I know at the end of the day, I'm paying for a roof over my head, and I respect myself enough to know that I can do it finally on my own. Not that he helped out financially, because he barely did that. But I can do it on my own, and I don't need no man. Like, I got a friend, but we not living together. And the third time is not the charm. I'm not getting married again. Besides that, your bro don't even want to sign the divorce papers. He talked about he owns me or some shit like that. But that's besides the point.
So people don't even understand for real. Like, it come down to the basics for me. Like, when it comes to a partner, I don't fucking need nobody. I want you.
Exactly.
I don't need nobody. I can do what the fuck I've been doing for the last whatever time I've been doing what I've been doing. You feel me? I don't need you. I want you. And I want to build something with you. Exactly. That's what the whole point of being is about. I want to build something with you. That's what the reason why I'm dealing with your ass. You feel me? So we can figure this shit out together.
Bullseye. Donna said bullseye. But like, my thing is at our age now, bro, because I'm even though you're 15 years younger than me. Our thing now is if you're not building something, why are we together?
What are you doing?
You know, because my friend told my son, oh, I'm only going to date your mom for 2 years before I put a ring on her finger.
Hold on, come again, say what?
He said, you're only going to date me for 2 years. It ain't going to be no 10, 12 years, and then he's going to put a ring on her finger. He said, 2 years, within 2 years. But okay. I told him, look, I'm not getting married again. But what I will do, I'll pay the $90 and go down to the courthouse and get my last name changed to your last name so you can tell people we married. But I'm not getting married again.
Oh, shit. We going to this marriage topic right now?
Oh, wait a minute, George. Wait a minute. Don't be shocking me. My wine glass almost empty. I'm going to have to fill it back up.
That's all right. I'm going to refill my goddamn self. You heard that song? I need a refill.
Diamond, this that bottle that your little sister gave you, it's good. This guy's, my daughter gave it to me because she said she hadn't been drinking, and I appreciate it because it came in handy tonight. The brand is Madley. It's 16% alcohol, and this is strawberry flavor.
They said, let's get into it then.
Huh?
I got another topic.
Wait a minute, we ain't done with the last one yet.
That's all right. This one bounced right into that one, though.
Okay.
Fucking marriage.
Oh, marriage.
Let's talk about it.
Let's talk about it. I got experience in that. I got married twice.
I've never been married before, but I proposed to, I was dealing with Raven Goofy Ed.
You did propose to Raven, didn't you?
Yeah, at the damn job. Yeah, that was the diabolical. But anyway, you know, like I'm scared of. It's like I'm not scared, but it worries me about marriage because it's like people get married for the wrong reasons. It's just like marriage ain't nothing but a fucking piece of paper. You are already married if you're dealing with that person the way you say you are. How I feel about it.
Well, let me say this, George. Did you want to marry her because she liked women too?
Raven wasn't dealing with no women, as far as I knew.
You ain't see her kept trying to feel on my boobs.
I mean, they sitting the fuck right there. I don't know. I ain't never tried, so I don't know what the fuck going on with that. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? But
I am Diamond. Thank you.
But far as her, though, I don't know.
Hey, Jay Green and who's that?
Mr. Jay Green, 24. How are you doing today?
Hello.
Oh, should I? Let me shout you out, Brandy. What's up, Brandy?
Oh, Brandy, I'm sorry. Hey, Brandy.
Yeah, Brandy on. And Miss Shay 36 still rocking on there with us. Aunt Jenny on
and
this thing.
And Missy 221.
Missy 221. Hey, baby. My bad. We just running our mouth. We didn't even see y'all on that thing.
And let me tell you guys, last week our top hearts for the likes was 2,300. We are at 3,000 now. Keep it up. Because we trying to do a whole hour live and we are already 40 minutes in.
There we are. Shit.
All right. So, marriage, George. What you see in your near future?
Me and E already talking about getting married at some point. So, I don't mind getting married. I just want to make sure the reasons are right. And I think the reasons are right on both sides. But also, it's not something that I would want to rush into. You know, because like I said, I've never been married before. Exactly. And I know she has. So she know how to deal with it better than me. So that's something that I want to take my time with, but at the same time, I don't want to hold her up.
Right,
thinking that
right.
I'm bullshitting. Thinking that I'm bullshitting when I'm not, you feel me? So it's just like...
Hey, just like, Rosewood, thank you.
Hey, Rosewood, it's just, you know, it's difficult. You know, I want to marry her, but at the same time, I don't want to rush it. I don't want her to have to rush. I want things to be the way they're supposed to be before we do that.
Okay.
We move in. Our good careers going on, jobs or whatever you want to call it. You know, let's get us a couple whips. Let's make sure the kid's straight. You feel me? Maybe have one after we get married. Let's make sure everything is according. That's all. And what worries me is about the shit about marriage for real. Like, I don't want to put that on our potential marriage. But it's like, the shit that I see. Like,
right. Let me tell you, my age ain't about getting married again. You don't need no paper for us to be together for the rest of our lives. That's how I'm feeling now, because I've done been through it twice. And it's not a cake. It's not a cakewalk at all. It's not a cakewalk. It is good in the beginning. And when it's good, it's good. But when it's bad, it's bad. Hey, Kay, I'm sorry. I thought I said hey, Kay, to you earlier. And I forgot the other person that just came on here. Terry, somebody just left, I guess.
But truth be told, like, it's not, my thing is, it's not about the marriage for me. It's about making the wedding beautiful for her.
It's the woman's day. You right, bro. It's the woman's day.
Yeah, I'm not tripping about the marriage or the wedding. I mean, I would enjoy the wedding because I'm gonna dance my motherfucking ass off.
And when you get down on your hands and knees and be trying to get that garter belt off her inner thigh while everybody watching you in the middle of the room.
And I'm gonna get that motherfucker.
Right with your mouth, with your mouth, not your hands. If you do it with your hands, you ain't doing it right.
I done seen them do it before. I know what's going on.
Okay.
But yeah, I don't think it's not for me. I'm not doing it for me.
Hello, it's Triple A.
I want to make sure my woman happy for real. That's it. I'm good on my end. I want to make sure she's happy. If she's happy, I'm happy. That's it. I ain't tripping.
It is his day too, Ev. I get what you're saying, but when you think about weddings, the woman has the most stuff that needs to be done. A man get a suit. He has a bachelor party, and that's all he need. His homeboys get him drunk as fuck the night before he get married, or whatever that case may be. But the woman got to go through everything. The dress, losing the weight to fit the dress, or getting the dress fitted to fit you. Then you got everything. You got a plan. Because men... I hate to say it. Most men, I will say. I don't know about you, bro. You might be an exception. But most men don't like to get involved with picking the cake, who's catering, what they doing. Because they want to know your opinion as the woman to pick everything you want that's going to make you happy.
I mean, I get involved as much as you want me to get involved, but like picking the cake
a small wedding and a phenomenal reception.
That'll work for me because, like I said, I'll be on the floor booking.
Get some ice sculptures. You can take ice blocks back to your honeymoon suite. They come in handy for the foreplay.
Oh, I never thought about that. Hey, baby,
who paying for it? They ain't got no money, Ev. Oh, that was a good one. That was a good one. Shit. Let me tell you, I'm living day to day. I may look like I'm spruced up, but I ain't. This bank account ain't set up the way everybody thinks it is. But I'm glad y'all think that. Shoot, I might be able to put $13 in my gas tank tomorrow, but that's about it.
I got another topic, too. I'm going off today.
All right, what's your next one? Let me get on here and write it down. So we don't end up coming That's back funny. To it.
Hey, baby, you ready right now? Are you gonna wait till I go home and talk about you ready now? But listen, it's trust, man.
Trust?
I don't want to make it simple. It's just like trust and loyalty and this and that. It's like it's so much I can talk about with that shit.
Okay. Last week, I want you to talk about the topic, but I want to say this so when you're done, we can see the people that are on here that actually are typing besides Pooh and my daughter and Kay and what was the other lady's name? I'm
Rosewood,
sorry.
Son.
Somebody else was typing too with them. But we're going to let them pick a number for the topic. And then you get to pick two. So okay. I think there's three people on there, and then it'll be you get two numbers. But I want to hear what you have to say about this trust thing. I wrote it down as one of your topics so that we don't. So we might come back to it, but it'd be about something else about trust.
It's something I went through today, and you can't trust everybody to give you the right information or shit that you go through. You know, because like I tell my bae, motherfuckers listen to you for two reasons. They listen to you because they care. They listen to you so they can talk about you. That's the way that I look at it. My trust came earlier from somebody doing some diabolical shit in the house that I really don't want to get into that, even though they won't, but we effing will. But I won't effing will get into that.
Okay, not today, too deep, maybe another day.
But maybe another time.
Okay.
But it's the trust factor. It's like, you want to name a situation where you trust a motherfucker too much?
Well, let me see. Because like I said last week,
I got a bunch of them.
You know how a lot of relationships, like, if you're together for years, it becomes repetitive, right? So after everything becomes repetitive, like, you know what you do when you wake up. You know what you're doing during the day. Because it'd be the same thing. Even with your spouse. Like, you know what time she don't want to be bothered or he don't want to be bothered. You know what time they're going to be at work. You know what time they can text, what time they can talk on the phone. You know everything. But when it gets to the point where you're not trusting them when they leave out the house because they leave in little incantations, I'll say. Or they showing mixed emotions and they leave out the house and you thinking they doing something else. But sometimes, 9 times out of 10, it's your mind playing tricks on you because you want, you believe them because y'all been together and y'all good. Y'all don't have no reason to be beefing. You don't have no reason for the person to want to leave the door, leave and shut the door and go be with somebody else. And I always said, no matter who I'm with, if I'm going to leave you, I'm going to tell you I'm leaving you. When I left my last one, and I was putting myself in a homeless shelter. I told him when I started calling that mayor's office every day, I said, I'm calling every morning to see when a bed is available. When a bed came available, my ass was out the door. They gave me 2 hours to get down there. I was at that shelter in 15 minutes.
God damn.
I was done. Like, I've been done. You know, but like you said, you know, you could be in a relationship. I'm going to use you and Ev, but this don't have nothing to do with y'all's relationship, but I'm going to use y'all as an example. You and Ev together, but y'all know y'all really not together. Like, y'all just doing it because, like I said, it's repetitive. Like, you know who you coming home to. You know who you leaving in the morning when you leave out for work. You know if you're going out with your homeboys, you know she going to be there when you get home. Or vice versa. She going out with her homegirls and you going to be there when she get home. If y'all got kids together and they're younger, one of them can't go out unless y'all got a babysitter. And if you got more than two kids, it's kind of fucked up because people don't want to watch no more than two kids at a time. especially if they ain't got no kids, but they willing to help you so you can go out and enjoy yourself.
Fuck all that.
It's a word that I don't even want it to be in my vocabulary.
Just like respect. Respect ain't given.
Hello, Gerardo. Thank you for joining.
Niggas, it's hard. It's hard to trust motherfuckers.
Double tap, guys. We are at 3,400.
Mr. Gerardo, how are you doing today?
Okay.
Like our video, Mr. Gerardo, and share it to everybody. Oh, if you can, please.
You gotta like it. Gotta like it. I can't even like my own live, guys. Can y'all double tap? Look, I'm tapping, but it ain't doing nothing because I can't like my own fucking live. But can y'all tap for me? I tapped about 12 times. Can I get 12 more taps? But all right, so I'm gonna say all right, Ev, give me a number from 1, but you cannot use 1 because George already chose that. And if you pick another number that he already chose, I will tell you. But 1 through... One second. Where are we at now? What's the last one? 1 through 463. Waiting for Evan.
Oh, shit.
She said 69. All right. Let me...
That's a lot of numbers right there.
Wait a minute. Let me wipe off this board so I can put it on here. Guys, bear with me. Just so I can write these numbers down so I don't forget. All right. She said number 69.
That's
guess,
funny.
Okay. I know what you're thinking, but okay. But how about 68 and I owe you one? Let me find 69 for you. All right. That topic is, what do you fantasize about that you haven't told your partner? You pick that, Ev, and you better have something next week to talk about for this. And it better be something about George, not no past partners. Because he going to find out next week. All right. Let me scratch this one out with my highlighter. And my cat is in the background hollering.
No, baby.
She's jealous.
Can't, you gonna wait till
next week. Don't put it on air. Don't say nothing now. Next week, Ev. I'm gonna let you say something else, but not about this topic. This is for next week, in which next week's date is where we at? The 4th. January 4th, guys. So please be careful if y'all go out for the New Year's. Because we won't be back until the 4th on Sunday at 5 o'clock. Like I said, last night we were supposed to be on, but I had a family emergency. I had to pick up my son. I couldn't leave him stranded in another county. All right. Diamond, if you're still here. Are you still here, Diamond? I don't know if Diamond's still here or not. Okay. Oh, wait a minute. She is here. All right, Diamond. So give me 1 through, what did I say, 463? Wait a minute, let me make sure. Yeah, 1 through 463. What's your number? 29. Let me see. 29. Okay. What is something you are scared to admit that you want? Next week you have to come back and tell us a situation that this deals with. Let me highlight this one.
Oh, hey, Butterfly Kisses. Thanks for joining.
Hello, Butterfly Kisses. And let me put number 29 on here. All right, Kay, are you still here? You want me to repeat the topic?
Repeat the topic.
Is that what you want?
I think so, Nick.
Huh? Okay, yes. All right, number 29 is, what's something you're scared to admit you want? All right. Is Kay still here? No? Okay, who is still? Jeannie, are you still here?
Brandy, you still here too?
Brandy, you still here? Mrs. Shaz, I don't know. What was Mrs.'s name? I'm sorry. I'm not good with names. All right, Brandy, 1 through 463. What is your number?
It's 836. She's still here? Is she still here?
And Jeannie's still here. Okay, you're next, Jeannie.
Jay Green.
Butterfly. Oh, wait a minute. Who are we waiting on? Brandy. Brandy, what's your number, sweetie?
Dad Shangle Fish Joint. Okay, what's up with y'all?
Miss Shash? Miss, how you say that? Is that Miss Shash? What number is that? Number 48. All right, we're going to number 48, guys. 48 is emotional cheating.
Triple Blessed Kid, thank you for joining.
Hello, Triple Blessed. All right, let me take off this number 48 and put the January 4th on that. I need you to come back next week, Brandy, and have a topic that you dealt with or somebody you know has dealt with and told you about emotional cheating. All right, who else we got? Jeannie, number 1 through 463, please. Triple Bless, you're next. Waiting on your number, Jeannie. Number 10. Okay, that's on the first page. All right.
That's good. I don't got to put my numbers.
Your topic, Jeannie, and I need you to have a situation next week, okay? Oh, Shay's next. Okay, I got Shay. 1 second. Number 10. How to end relationships respectfully. All right, that's
cool. Shay, Shay, baby, we got you.
All right, Shay, you're next. What's your number, sweetie?
Wait, Skip, you love.
Tara, thank you for joining. You can be after, I believe. Shay is 38, guys. Let's go to 38. Let's go to 38. Wait a minute.
How you doing? You got a number two?
I got 10 for... All right, number 38 for Shay. 1 second, guys. All right, Shay, yours is... When did you realize you stopped recognizing yourself? And that is for the 4th as well. Please come back on the 4th next week, Shay, and tell us a situation. We will allow you to come live like George is live now. If you have more than 1,000 followers, guys, I can't see how many followers each of one of y'all have. If you have more than 1,000 followers, you can be video live with me. Otherwise, you will be an avatar like George is this evening. So that was number, what did she say? 40, no, what number did she just give us? 38? All right. Let me put 38 on the board. All right. Who was next, George? Do you remember? Terry? Is Terry still here?
Yeah.
And Tierra?
It's Sierra Middleton.
Tierra Middleton, are you still here?
Yes.
Okay. Terry still here? Who else is here that I didn't get to get a number? If I didn't call your name and I can't see that you're live, wait a minute, what number is that? Oh, that was Shay's, 38. I'm sorry, guys. My glare, my light, and my glasses is... Who else is on here, guys, that can give me another number?
Let me get number 18.
You want number 18, George? All right.
Oh, how much Melissa Murphy? I see.
All right. Well, where's Melissa Murphy? We need a number from her, too. Number 18, George, you better have a topic for this next time. Who have you lost that still sits with you? That's your topic next week, George. Number 18. Man. Send that to me later. Let me know that's your topic. All right. I'm going to pick a topic. Let me see. I'm not going to look at the book because I know I wrote them all, but I can't remember what numbers they are. I'm going to go with 274, guys. Let me see that. 1 second. 274 is, and I'm going to have a situation. Shame after consent. Agreeing intellectually but hurting emotionally.
Oh, shit. That's deep.
I'm going to have something about that, guys. And let me let you know that just because you picked one topic does not mean that you cannot have multiple answers and responses to the other topics, because we would love to have that too. That would make the podcast longer than what we have. All right.
We need y'all to tap in.
I know, Diamond. I'm going to might need your help on this one to bring out something that happened in my past is real deep like that. But we'll talk later. All right, George, you get one more because I told you you could have two.
All right, let me see. What number do I want?
What was the last one you gave me?
Shit, I don't remember.
I didn't write it down.
I gave you 18.
Huh, 18?
Yeah, I gave you 18.
Okay, you sure did. Let me write it down. All right, one more, George. 1 to 463.
Fifty.
50? All right. I think we did 50 this week. Let me just double check. I think that was one of ours this week. Yeah, resentment building quietly. I need another one.
51.
Okay, George, this is sex after routine.
Oh, okay.
That one's deep too, George.
I can talk about that.
I bet you can. All right, guys, look. Let me put this one down here, 51 on the board. We're going to have multiple topics next week because we only did four this week, and George gave us two extra bonus topics. And so next week we have 8 topics. So, George, we might not have time for bonus topics next week. So, dive into the topics once I post them online, guys. I will post them on my Instagram, which is at OriginalNae, and that's OriginalNae. And same on my TikTok. As you can see, I am OriginalNae on here as well. Anybody to join that I did not. We have that many people? What the hell are you talking about, Ev? And George's name is George.Traham, TrayHam. Please like, follow, and share for him because he needs to be over 1,000 so he can be live with me. Like, I'm the only person that's talking in a video right now, and I see his little avatar. Guys, we only got 5 more minutes to do this live. They keep telling me we're about to end in 5 minutes. So, we already did over an hour. We did an hour and almost 10 minutes, guys. So, we will end this. We will end this, or we can talk for the last 4.5 minutes. But I'm going to end the podcast. And like I said, once I edit and make sure any background sounds, because I'm going to leave everything in there, laughing, farting, pissing. I don't care what you was doing during this podcast. If it's in the background, I'm going to leave that. But I just want to take out, like, it sound like water sometimes. I was telling bro about that last time. My daughter told me it sounded like water was in his background. But next week, we will do the 8 topics, and I will be posting those. I have to write them on my whiteboard. I'm going to call it a whiteboard because my maiden last name is White, so I can do that. And I am white. Hello, in case you didn't know. And I'm going to finish this glass of wine But we're going to end the podcast. Thank you for joining. They won't, but we fucking will podcast. And we will be back next Sunday on time at 5:00. Thank you. And this is co-host Original Nay. And host Original Nay. And co-host.
Hey, what's happening again? This is G-Baby George or Jeezy, whatever one you want to call me. It works for me.
He's just bro. He's just bro, guys. He can be everybody's bro.
We'll see y'all for the next week's topics. We got 8 of them, so you feel me? Tap in.
All right, and we're logging off the podcast. 1, 2, 3, we're out.